Hey everyone, this is Faith. You know, it's been a minute since we did this podcast, Doodad Dizzle, okay? So here I am. I am back, and we are looking into the situation where Uranus is going to be occupying Taurus for the next 7 years. Seems like no big deal on the surface, but it's a really big fucking deal because Uranus is all about illusions, or can be about illusions, you know. It's kind of similar to that Neptune planet, you know what I'm saying? So, with Uranus being in Taurus over the next 7 years, it seems like that a lot of stuff that's going to be affected has to deal with money, okay? Money, cashless businesses. And by cashless businesses, I mean like Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, all that baloney. That, you know, people want you to buy into, you know what I'm saying? Uranus entered into the sign of Taurus within the month of May. So I believe this year we saw that sudden spike, you know, in that Bitcoin stock, and you're just like, holy hell, where the hell was I whenever they started buying this Bitcoin, and why the fuck am I not rich overnight? Hey, some people got on it earlier than others because maybe they knew about Uranus entering Taurus. I just found out about it, so who gives a damn? Okay, but also with Uranus and Taurus, it's going to be a lot of situations where you could all of a sudden see people start to get married out of the blue, okay? And it could be an instance where they don't even fucking know this person from a can of paint, but they're just like, look, you know what? You're cute. You know how to zip your pants up properly. So what the hey? Why not I just get involved with you in terms of a relationship? Even better, how about we get married in a couple months or so? That's the type of energy that comes with Uranus and Taurus. Expect the unexpected, okay? But also, just from based off of my research from what I read, from what I saw, Uranus and Taurus is kind of a weak type of situation. So I would just say, if I'm talking to you in particular, and you're thinking about jumping out in the middle of the street and getting your ass run over by a bus just because you think you love somebody, you might want to take a step back and reevaluate, because it could all possibly be an illusion, okay? Or it may not be an illusion, or you just could be moving too fast. So I would just say, pump your brakes and hang in there, because next we're going to look at these tarot cards to see what we can expect over the next 7 years. So, the first tarot card that we have in terms of what to expect over these next 7 years. You know what, better? Yeah, I'm going to give you two damn tarot cards, okay? And the first one that I got is the Five of Wands. The Five of Wands is all about conflict and arguments. It can represent miscommunications. So, in a sense, this could represent that if you're in a relationship, or you're possibly dealing on a business forefront, or you're dealing in the company, there will be loads of times where you will be like, I'm about to put a bat to your face because you're pissing me off. But that's that Uranus energy. The fives in any type of deck, well, any type of tarot, any type of whatever you want to call it, whatever the hell you're reading into, sticks, I don't care, stones, I don't care, you know, spades, I don't care. They can represent a sense of defeat, okay? So I do feel like with wands being based off of communication, like I said, there will be a lot of defeats in communications. We may even see situations where there could totally be wars just popping the fuck up unexpectedly, or all this shit going on with countries dropping off of that. It's like, ah, fuck your country, I don't want to hear you type of thing. It makes sense, because when you kind of think about it, if you stay over here in the States where I am, Donald Trump gets elected at the end of Uranus and Aries. Well, imagine that. Adolf Hitler also got elected or rose to power once Uranus was in Aries about to leave. And you see how that shit turned out, okay? It was just not good. So all this shit going on, you know how sometimes they say history can repeat itself? Well, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we could be sadly in that time. And I hate it for it to be that way, but that's just what the fuck it is, okay? But in terms of love and relationships, a lot of miscommunications. Even with the Five of Swords, it can represent miscommunications as well. It can represent conflict. It can represent petty arguments. It can represent somebody trying to be a bully. Somebody trying to impose their feelings on you to make you feel a certain type of way just because they feel a certain type of way. So it's just like, oh, You're mad that your mom cussed you out, so you're going to bring that shit over here and you want to cuss me out? No. You better go cuss your mom out, okay? It's just one of those things, okay? But also, I'm getting with those particular two cards, with those two fives, it can represent just being fed up, okay? Especially for the first 5 years. So I feel like this energy may not let up for a good 5 years, where it's just this back and forth type of thing. So this could also result in back and forth, on and off type relationships. So these are the first two cards. So stay tuned, and we're gonna look at the next two cards. All right, guys. So the next two tarot cards that we have in terms of what to expect when it comes to this 7 year time frame. So pretty much we have to make it all the way through to 2026. That is a long damn time. 2026, my daughter is about to be 5. So 8 more years. What is that? 13? Damn. I'm going to be old. Not really. I'm going to be up there. Okay. But anyway, the next cards that we have is the Page of Pentacles. Remember I was saying before that this situation pretty much represents all things revolving around money. So the Page of Pentacles can also represent karmic. So I do feel like it represents that a lot of us could be going through karmic situations or karmic cycles when it comes to money. So this could possibly represent that the universe could very well deliver you money. But at the end of the day, if you fuck it up and you burn your shit to the ground and you don't be responsible whenever it comes to handling your money matters, you're going to have to pay for it once this situation ends in 2026. That's all I'm saying. Okay. So be very mindful. Be very, I would say, cautious. Learn how to budget. Be a budgeter, because you never know what the hell could happen. So always save for a rainy day. And you know, now could literally be the time for you to invest in things. Because again, Taurus energy is all about money, all about earthly possessions. So this could also be a situation where you just want to own things instead of having to rent them or lease them, which is okay. Invest in yourself, because like I said, you never know what could happen. So at the end of the day, at least you know you got something to fall back on. But in terms of relationship, this also represents people getting into relationships with people just because they create a stable foundation, as opposed to looking deep with inside the relationship. Now, if you've been with this person before Uranus made this transit into Taurus, then you probably will be fine, because you guys already know that, hey, look, I hate you on Tuesday, I'm gonna love you on Thursday, and you guys are okay with that. Okay, but if you kind of just met this person within this year, within the month of May, you just need to double check. Okay, because you could provide a sense of stability to this person. Okay, and they could kind of get attached to that. And again, it can end up being an illusion. I mean, not going to say, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but you and this person could very well end up getting divorced 3 years after this situation happens, or getting separated because you guys did not build a solid foundation. And also along with the Page of Pentacles, we have the King of Pentacles, which is the same thing. Stability, somebody who has wealth, somebody who has success, who's well off in business. So be mindful of these type of people that you could be attracting. Okay, guys, so the next tarot cards that we have are the 9 of Pentacles, the 3 of Swords, and the 9 of Wands. So it goes back to what I was saying in my last segment about being very mindful of how you spend your money and where you spend your money. Okay, like I said, investments. So if you are planning on investing, now would be the time. Don't sit your ass on that damn stool and then you look up in a couple years from now and be like, damn, I should have invested X amount of years ago. Okay, I'm just saying. But in terms of love, with this 9 of Pentacles sitting right next to this 3 of Swords, again, it can represent a sense of dealing with somebody that can only provide you financial security. And then when you look up and the dust settles and you open your eyes and the clouds are removed, then you have to take a step back and think, like, do I really love this person like I thought I did? I don't know, maybe not, okay? But then we also have the Knight of Wands, and the Knight of Wands represents passion. It represents somebody wanting their freedom. So in the midst of this situation, somebody that you're dealing with or you could just want to be by yourself. So if you don't want to be involved in a relationship, that's okay. Take your time. It's fine. Enjoy your freedom. Build your brand. Build your business. Whatever you got to do to make sure you get out on top, that's what you need to do. But don't rush into nothing, because you know what? You can't get out of it unless you're planning on giving your arm, okay, or a foot, okay? So I would say pretty much over the next couple years when it comes to this transit within Uranus, you can just expect the unexpected, especially when it comes to money. It could be good or it could be bad. Expect the unexpected when it comes to relationships. Your friends or your parents could pop up and be like, you know what? I met such and such in another country. Now I want to be married to them. Like, hold on, Jack. We don't know this person from a can of paint, so you might want to rethink this. So all I'm saying is if you're going into a relationship during this time period, you really need to be mindful of who you're getting into a relationship with. Because yes, there will be happiness, but you need to make sure it's not temporary happiness. So this has been your Uranus in Taurus transit episode based on relationships and everything else going on in the world. So hope you guys enjoy it, and also enjoy the song and have a good day.